This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everyone to the second hour today of the Power Hour. This is Mary Ellen Moore. I'm sitting in today for Daniel Brigman. We just finished up with Dr. Robert Abel, and we're ready for our second guest to come on today. We have Jimmy and Joanne Moriarty, and Power Hour listeners are very familiar with these two. I first heard them quite a few years ago when Joyce Riley, our Joyce, had them on her show, and I've tried to keep up with them as much as I can, but I'm very honored to be able to meet them and talk to them in person today. Many of you are familiar with all the time they spend in Europe, in Libya. They were there starting back in 2007. And they made a very unique enzyme that rejuvenated oil wells and cleans up sludge pits and cleans out pipelines and tanks, etc. And they did a lot of business in Libya from 2007 to 2011. And they did $5 billion worth of their product or more, to be exact. They had signed with the Social Security Investment Fund of Janzur near Tripoli, Libya. They were beginning to build a production facility to fulfill these contracts for their enzyme when the so-called Libyan Revolution began in February of 2011. And they have gone on fact-finding missions. They are friends with many Libyans, and they have spread the word about how the American people have been fully, fully deceived about not only what's going on in Libya, but also in other parts of the Middle East, including Syria. So today I want them to give a little bit of their background on Libya and what's going on there as far as an update, and then also their thoughts on President Bashar al-Assad and Syria, because believe me, these two know the truth. Are you guys with me right now? I want to share your website. It's LibyanWarTheTruth.com. We'll spell that for you later. But if you have not ordered their CD, it is very worth having to get the background on all of this. Jimmy and Joanne, are you there?
Hey, Ellen, we're proud to be with you. We're here.
So excited to talk to you, too. I can't even tell you how excited I am. So, you guys cover so much in the way of subjects, I don't even know where to start. But why don't you give us a little bit of an update on Libya, and then I'd like to talk about, I know we'll segue because I know how you two talk, and I know we're going to go in a lot of different directions. But please, let's start with a little Libya background and what's going on there now and what the latest is.
Well, there was never any Arab Spring. That was all planned takeover of Libya and other countries via a phony false flag operation, and the proof of that was the war games played to take over Libya. The war games were played in early 2010, and that was all validated by Denis Kucinich, and war games are planned years in advance. So the takeover of Libya, the 11 warships into the Mediterranean, starting with a false flag operation to begin March 18th of 2011, actually started February. But that was all put in play beforehand. So there was never any Arab Spring. That was a CIA, Mossad, MI6 operation to take over Libya, to take over Egypt, and then Syria, et cetera. And that's all documented by evidence from inside the United States. So that's the first thing. Second, everything that the media and everything that the deep state, this is the illegal operations of the CIA, the Mossad, MI6, all those guys are mercenaries for the Zionists. The 85 men that own 70% of everything in the world, they own the banking systems, and the common thread with all these countries the U.S. invades under the auspices of providing democracy, none of them had Zionist own central banking systems. That's the Rothschild, Rockefeller, Medici, Bush bunch. And so the takeover of Libya was basically done to stop the gold-backed currency for Africa, which could Gaddafi had started, even though he'd stepped down from power in 2006 as part of the treaty. The gold-backed currency for Africa was a reality. Their head offices were in the Comore Islands. All the Arab countries had signed up as members. Half of Africa signed up as members. Gold-backed currency with the continent of Africa's assets behind it would have destroyed the toilet paper, Rothschild, Rockefeller, Medici, Zionist bankers. So they had to stop that. So they formulated this false flag to make it look like there was a revolution in Libya and then overthrow the country. And they did. The people of Libya were not a part of that. U.S. CIA brought in 250,000 mercenaries into Libya, armed them, supplied them with money, training, and everything. And that was the ones who were fighting the legitimate Libyan people in Libya. Same thing is going on in Syria, except now then the world's kind of awakened, and the world knows that the U.S. has over 6,000 uniformed soldiers, U.S. soldiers in there, plus
right.
all kinds of Blackwater and these mercenaries, these contracted entities that the U.S. contracts with for training and all this other stuff, and we're bringing in, I'm talking about we are, not the people of the United States, but the evil empire, which is 10 square miles called Washington, D.C., is bringing in mercenaries, money, and weapons into Syria to overthrow that government because they don't have a Zionist central bank. In addition, that Syria has the biggest natural gas deposit in the world in the Golan Heights area of Syria, and for audience's information, that gas field was started to be drilled and produced by Halliburton, Dick Cheney and company, in the early days of the phony flag to throw over Syria. And, I mean, that was done via Israel. That pipeline that comes from Qatar up to exploit that natural gas field, the partner on that is Israel and Halliburton. And this is just a takeover of a natural resource of a country, and if you have to kill everybody in the country to do it, that's okay.
Yep.
The Zionists are perfectly capable of doing that, and the U.S., the puppet government in the United States, which is really doesn't have anything to do with the people of the United States. It's a corporate entity
right.
that works for the corporate owners, for the benefit of the corporate owners, and that's not the people of the United States.
Yes, but we have dropped the ball with staying vigilant, and we are to blame for that. But I want to ask you, when you mention Mossad, MI6, and the CIA, which is very easy to believe, of course, but I'm also suspicious. Doesn't Saudi Arabia kind of fit into this, their intelligence service as well? They seem to play a part in all of this.
Because of the Wahhabists. The Wahhabists okay. are the extreme radical Islamists, and they are founded in Saudi Arabia.
But
yes.
See, the U.S. and Israel and England can flow everything they want through Saudi Arabia. And since I don't know how much money the Saudis have, and they're a closed country, there's no visitors in Saudi Arabia, there's no other religion there except the Wahhabists, and those guys, they're able to use Saudi Arabia as a staging area. And so the Saudis, yeah, they're evil people. They're more beheadings and executions and everything in Saudi Arabia, I think, than the rest of the world combined. And nobody can get in there because that absolutely is a terrorist system that operates the entire country. If you say something against the royal family, you're going to be taken in a helicopter out in the middle of the desert and dropped. And they behead people all the time. Just a terrible, terrible place to live. No tourists, so nobody sees what's going on.
Women are abused there daily.
So, you know, yes. Saudi Arabia, you can blame them, but they're really a puppet in this deal as well. They're allowed to have all this wealth and everything because they do what the Zionists tell them to do. And for your information, the royal family, the men in the royal family were not Muslims. They were Khazarian mafia. They were part of the same group, not Jews. Khazarian mafia, they're running Israel. And they went into Saudi Arabia, you know, a long time ago, and they killed all the males in the royal family line. And then the Khazarians married the queen, the daughters, and everybody, and they immediately legitimized themselves and became the ruling family in Saudi Arabia. But they're actually cousins of the same Khazarian mafia running Israel. So, you know, know, they're not really, they're not Muslims and they're not Jews. The Khazari Mafia, they've been propagating the Babylonian death scheme forever. And, yeah, Saudi Arabia's in the middle of it. Qatar, the biggest U.S. military base in the world is in Qatar or Qatar, whatever way you want to produce it, pronounce it.
Right.
And all the weapons and training and everything that was done in the old days was done there in that little country. That's where all the terrorists have their off-time pleasure zones and everything are in Qatar.
No, they're now in Turkey, too.
Turkey, too, yeah. The Turkish family there, Erdogan, who thinks he's going to be the Khalifa when the radical Muslims finally establish a caliphate, thinks he's going to be the Khalifa. They're complaining now, and they said that it's dangerous to Turkey because Russia and China are ganging up against the U.S. intrusion in Syria, and Turkey says that they have delivered 5,000 major-sized trucks full of weapons into Syria to supply. The U.S. is delivered through Turkey 5,000 major-sized truckloads of weapons into the rebels in Syria who are trained, paid, supplied by the U.S.
You have to understand that these radicals, these mercenaries, most of them are radical Islamists, are trained in radical Islamists, are acting like radical Islamists, either one. They kill Christians. They kill anybody that is not part of their religion. They chop off their heads. They do horrible things. We saw it happen in Libya because the Libyans are non-radical. The Libyans, 96% of them, do not believe in radical Islam. Neither did Gaddafi. It was not allowed in that country. The 4% that were radicals that tried to go house to house and kill people at one time were arrested, either thrown in jail or lived in exile. Those are the people that joined hands with Hillary Clinton and the Western Zionists to take over Libya.
And
so then they brought in those 250,000 mercenaries, that, and many of them still there, controlling, stealing, killing Libya.
There were every religion in Libya that was based on a book was allowed and protected by the government. Same thing in Syria. You know,
yes, Syria is a very tolerant country that way. But I want to know where we're going to get ready to go to break here in just a few seconds. But where were most of the mercenaries from? What country did they recruit most of them from?
They were all over Afghanistan, Egypt, Sudan,
okay. Yemen,
Jordan.
Yeah. So are they just jihadi wind-up toys? I mean, what are these people?
Well, what it is the CIA established, they found criminal-minded imams, and they would put them into a mosque, fund them very well, and then they would bring all these men in, and those that were psychopathic, had the psychopathic tendencies, they moved them up through the, it's like a farm team system of the baseball teams. They find them in these mosques all over the world, and they would bring them in then for
training. We're going to go into break right now, so a four-minute break, and we'll finish this up on the other side.
Okay.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are back with Jimmy and Joanne Moriarty, and I just want to, gosh, there's so much to cover here, but I just read this great quote from earlier this morning from Rand Paul, and I thought it was kind of interesting. It was something he tweeted. He said, Throwback Thursday, we think we can just blow up Gaddafi and then all of a sudden Thomas Jefferson will get elected. Something to remember when we talk about intervention in the Middle East. Kind of a good quote, huh?
Yeah, it is a great quote. What people don't understand is Libya had a pure democracy. They have a lot better democracy than we have, but they are a tribal culture. And you can't mm-hmm. take a Western form of democracy and shove it down a 8,000 culture and make it work.
It was never a takeover. It was an overthrow of that country. Exactly the same thing in Syria. They're not upgrading.
They're not
bringing in democracy.
No, they're not. They bring in puppet governments that rape the coffers.
And the people of Libya had no debt. The country had no debt. They got free housing. Not free housing. You paid 10% of your salary for 20 years, and your house was paid for. If you made $800 a month, you paid $80 a month. If you made $2,000 a month, you paid $200 a month.
And
on the houses. The government was building 620,000 new condominiums. They were about 2,000 to 2,800 square feet. And free education, pre-medical. If you couldn't get the medical you needed in Libya, the government paid for you and a family member to travel wherever you need to go to get your medical treatment, paid all the medical costs. Education, same thing. They would pay you and your family living expenses while you went and studied in some other country, and gasoline was 44 cents a gallon.
Utilities were free. Yeah. Women were emancipated in the 70s by Gaddafi. Did not believe in even wearing headscarves.
And you got a $46,000 gift. Every child, you got a $5,000 gift from the government.
Women were doctors and lawyers and entrepreneurs and big time in the military, and they had a better divorce system than we have over here for women. There is a reason that anybody would ever be in a revolution against the government of Libya, and Gaddafi wasn't even at the head of it.
In fact, it was responsibility demanded of everybody.
And good.
If you bow you ran their car or whatever, they would forgive you for that, and then you owe them a favor. And if they came back next year and said, you've got to pay for the food and drink at my daughter's wedding, if you didn't do it, then your family was obligated to do it. And if they wouldn't do it, then your tribe had to do it. And so everybody was obligated. You couldn't get away with, you know, you couldn't slip by on anything.
It's an ancient tribal culture, and that's the way it worked. There weren't
non-confrontational people. People didn't fight. They were the least confrontational people we've met in our entire lives. Traveled all over the world.
And the thing about Libya not having a democracy, they had two houses, and they had a prime minister. They had an elected House of Representatives. Everybody in Libya voted. They also had the general secretary of the tribe, the second house, which was a 200-member house, and it was there were two people, or one or two people, for every tribe in Libya that represented it.
Well, the thing is, they had a better system of government than anything that anybody was offering. And to capitulate, the Libyan tribes went together and wrote a new constitution. And that constitution was finished 2 days before
NATO
the CIA, U.S., UN, NATO blew up Tripoli. And they start bringing, they just open up floodgates and let all these terrorists flow into Tripoli and blow up, take, break, steal whatever they wanted. That was so that constitution was they had an election a year or so later. It was a UN regulated election. Problem was the people didn't vote for the Brotherhood and Al Qaeda. They voted for other candidates, so that government wasn't acceptable, and they turned the mercenaries loose on the new government.
Let me just say something. May I just say something? I mean, you're describing what was done to Libya recently is, of course, what they're trying to do to Syria. And they don't ever have a new game plan. This is what they did in Iran in 1953 when they decided they were upset because Mossadegh was going to privatize the oil and was it Standard Oil and what was the precursor to British Petroleum. So they went in there. I mean, if you saw pictures of Tehran before the Shah and the Ayatollah, how the people lived there, it sounds very much like what you're saying was in Libya. So we're just destroying these countries.
Yeah, it's the same playbook forever. Every country you have ever invaded, it's for the same purpose, to establish the ownership of that country via financial control by the Zionists. And that's the same game plan, same thing they've done every place. And we saw it in Iran, you're absolutely right, saw it in Iraq, we saw it in Libya, and now here we are in Syria, and they've actually had two elections in Syria. Been very, very regulated, and God has been hit by his people by 89%.
Let's talk about Assad on the other side of this 5-minute break, okay?
No.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News. Earlier today, in a ceremony at the White House, President Trump signed the VA Mission Act of 2018. The president explains what this means for veterans across the country.
I'll be signing landmark legislation to provide health care choice. What a beautiful word that is, choice. Because no matter where you served or when you fought, if you were in uniform, at some point, if you wore that uniform, then you deserve our absolute best, and that's what we're doing.
Either Democrat Gavin Newsom or Republican John Cox will be the next governor of California. Congressman Kevin McCarthy, he's from California. He talks about what it means to have John Cox in this race against Newsom.
I see it a very big race for Republicans in California last night. You've got to understand, California has what is called the top two, and it's an open primary. So anybody can vote for anybody. Well, you know what? A Republican just got through for the governor's race.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Going fast. We're here with Joanne and Jimmy Moriarty talking about Libya and Syria and our stupid intervention into the Middle East, where we are, our founding fathers, I know, are on rotisseries in their grave. They would just be shocked beyond belief that we're using our young men and women to keep the world safe for Halliburton, Exxon, Lockheed Martin, and Israel. I think that's, they would be very against this. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Correct.
That's why it's not an intervention. It's not any kind of a saving event. It's
right.
an invasion of a sovereign country for corporate entities that don't have anything to do with the United States, and it doesn't benefit the United States. It only benefits.
And the United States were never attacked or threatened by these countries.
We sacrifice our blood, our wealth, for what purpose?
Senator Black asked a question, and this is a great question. Why didn't Assad attack his enemies with gas? Why would he attack his own people, and why wouldn't he use gas in the middle of a fight? Why, when he's won a fight, would he go attack his own people with gas?
Now they
the whole thing is just asinine.
They did this in Libya, and we're there, and the U.S. pilots are flying in and bombing via gas of Banning Walid and other areas in Libya, and the news comes out and says that Gaddafi is bombing, is gassing his own people, and we're there on the ground witnessing it. It's not true. Well, here we are. If you remember when Obama said, this is a red line, and if you gas your people, you cross it, we're going to blow you up. This is in Syria. We get the video of those gas weapons being delivered into Damascus. They were manufactured in the United States, went to Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia to Qatar, Qatar to Turkey, and Turkey into Syria. And we've got a guy that's hiding behind a concrete wall videoing this whole thing. They're offloading these weapons and shooting them out of a caisson-type weapon inside Damascus. And the big news there was Assad gassing Damascus, and this is the end and everything.
This is the so-called Free Syrian Army made up of the same mercenaries that were in Libya.
Yep, same guys.
Rocket that he was launching it. Well, we had that proof. So that was the first time that supposedly Assad had gassed his people. We had proof black and white of the fact that he didn't do it. Well, this latest event, and now they're saying he's gassed his people six times. If somebody had their country being invaded, they'd be gassing the damn
invader
troop, the army that's coming in against them. They wouldn't be gassing
but
their
they,
own people.
But they, that organization, the OPCWC, the Organization for Prevention of Chemical Weapons, they went into Syria, and they said there is no nothing. There was no attack there. And if you remember, John Kerry went in 2014 and said, all the chemical weapons are gone. There are no chemical weapons. The only chemical weapons they found now, when they went in there, were those being used and made by the rebels, or the so-called rebels.
They had the hearing at The Hague yesterday where all this formal testimony was brought forward, said there was no chemical weapons. The only proof we had of any chemical capability was in a camp of the rebels. The U.S. mercenary. That's where the chemical weapons were.
They brought in a bunch of Syrian people who lived in that area, and they all testified that there was no attack there. The U.S. media does not report this, not at it, that says nothing about it.
Because this is the game plan of the Zionist-controlled military-industrial complex to start World War III, and this gas in Syria, that because you've got Russia and China lined up to protect Syria, so that's a good reason such a heinous group to start bombing the hell out of them, start World War III, so the Zionist bankers can continue to maintain control of the toilet paper banking systems because they're all bankrupt and nobody's taking their toilet paper anymore.
They used poison in Libya. They used phosphor bombs, which are they're completely outlawed internationally. No one cared. No one said anything. NATO went in and bombed whatever they wanted. They bombed 60,000 sorties in Libya. If you want to talk about evil having an open hand to doing whatever they want, Libya was the place to death. And they used sarin gas on Danny Walid. Some of the people that UN appointed to be in the government that's in Tripoli right now are those people who use the sarin gas on Danny Walid.
There were 6.5 million Libyans. More than 1 million of them were killed at the office of protecting men, women, children. That's who got killed. There are way over 1 million already in Syria that have been killed. And that number grow every day. So, you know, the for the people of the United States to continue to eat these little brown balls, to continue to eat those and think that we're doing good someplace, that's wrong. And to kill millions of people,
these are huge war crimes. Huge war crimes. This is so much worse than stealing money or doing whatever they're doing. These war crimes against humanity have to be addressed. They have to stop.
Yes. Yes, no, they do. I watch this, and like you said, the same playbook is played over and over again. And it seems like a lot of people aren't falling for it, or they seem to not want to have the heart to get involved again. So I'm thinking they're going to need a bigger false flag, which concerns me.
Yeah. Well, but what authority do we go into any country and put up bases and take over their government?
Sovereign nations with democratically elected leaders.
Exactly.
We've got 1,000 military bases all over the world. What the hell is wrong with that picture? And,
we're protecting other people's borders and not our own. So
exactly. Well, I thought, under the Republic, the actual government that was set up by our founders, is we don't go to war with anybody unless we're threatened personally.
That's right.
We don't go attack anybody. It's written down there. Well, of course, we're being run now by the Khazarian mafia. You know, it's like I saw a guy said today, you know, the mafia didn't go away. It became your government.
Well, the mafia and all the big corporations have bought every one of our congressmen and senators, with only a very few exceptions.
Oh, yeah. Those that aren't bought aren't there anymore.
Yeah. Well, that too, yes. That's true.
Gwen and I were not political activists at all. In fact, we were the opposite. We didn't want to get involved in politics because our business was so good, and it was
yeah.
a lot of government entities. But when we saw the atrocities we saw in Libya, there was nothing we could do and sleep at night unless we took that, picked up that flag for those people and tried to tell what happened, because it was, it's such a shameful thing.
The Libyan people, like the Syrian people, have no voice. They have no voice. And it's really heart-rending when you hear these people. They're like us. All of them are like us. They have dreams. They have hopes. They have children.
Kids, yep.
Yeah, everything. They have their lives ahead of them. To see, you know, the horrible atrocities, you can't even imagine. I don't even know who thinks of these things. Like, when we were there, there were people that, these mercenaries went in and chopped up their children and put them in their refrigerator so they'd find them when they came home. These horrible things they did. You can't even imagine. And there was a journalist from England, a freelance journalist. He was there, and he told us, he said, I'll tell you why you do this. He said, this is the CIA training. He said, the CIA knows that if they do such horrendous acts, people will lose their fight. They will lose their will to fight. So they do these things. They cut off heads. They cut out hearts. They eat. They make people eat their neighbors. They do horrible things. They rape and they rape houses. They cut off their breasts. They do just things you can't even, in your wildest dreams, couldn't even imagine.
But let's take some things that are the current. In the deepest days of fighting in Libya, Gaddafi was traveling around Tripoli and other areas in an open-top car with people all the way around him, completely, you know, he'd shake hands, he'd walk on the streets with him.
I didn't see any cars.
He didn't. Assad just drove a small car out to one of the areas that's just been bombed by himself. This is Assad. If the people hated him, if he was a bad guy, those guys would be taken out. It'd be real easy to have a third columnist up there and kill him, you know, right there in front of God and everybody. Take our leaders. Is anybody in the United States, would they do that? Not a chance.
No.
So, you know, how do the people feel about their leaders in other parts of the world? They love them. Here, we don't have any leadership. We've got a bunch of puppets operating for the military-industrial complex, big pharma, big ag, et cetera, the same 85 guys on all that. And we're all slaves for those people. And they say that. They say, yeah, we got the perfect slaves in the United States. They feed and clothe themselves and work hard, and we get most of the benefit of their efforts.
Well, much as I am happy that Donald Trump won, he is no savior, and I don't think even Donald Trump, he's either part of it or he hasn't figured out how deep the swamp goes or who really makes up the swamp.
I think he knows. I think he's been threatened. I think he's
been threatened to keep him away from being assassinated, but the payback for that is they get to go do whatever the hell they want worldwide, and they have increased their military activity since he's been president, if you could believe that was possible.
I know. Well, he believes in a strong military, but he doesn't understand what that means in terms of what our founders intended. He did when he was campaigning. He said all the right things as far as I was concerned. But anyway, we are coming up on a break, and then we're going to be into our last segment. So we'll talk a little bit about a couple things that happened to you while you were in Libya, if you don't mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hey, welcome back to the last segment of today's Power Hour, everyone. We're talking with Joanne and Jimmy Moriarty. We'll just finish up this last segment. We've been talking during the break about Hillary Clinton and Benghazi, and Libya is not the same as it was years ago, and it's very sad. And I want you to finish up. Tell us a little bit about that. And I also have noticed that Libya has now become the gateway pipeline for not oil, but all the migrants that are spreading into northern Europe.
That's the truth. And, and Gaddafi had really stopped all that. He had more than 2.5 million Africans working inside Libya. That's beside Libyan people. And he blocked all those people from going across the Mediterranean. When he was killed, his government overthrown, and the invasion completed, of course, that opened those gates, all those people out of Africa.
Well, it's now a big business.
Yeah.
Now the criminals are in there, you know, bringing them in, charging them money.
The latest, 108 people on a ship left Libya headed to Italy, and they got out in the middle of the Mediterranean, and they threw all the Christians out of the boat. They sank. 12 of them were killed. They were drowned.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt on that. And this is by design. I have no doubt this is by design. But give us a little background. Remind people that Benghazi was a weapons-running operation, and Hillary, tell them about how Hillary, this was supposed to be over in 2 weeks. This was fascinating to me.
Well, she was gathering up her combine of countries to go and overthrow Libya. She forced them into joining hands with her by threatening them with rebels in their own backyard if they didn't join hands, and that was confirmed to us by the plenipotentiary ambassador from South Africa, A.G. Dangor. It was also confirmed by royal family in Kuwait that we know real well. She told them the same thing. So she blackmailed countries into joining hands to overthrow Libya. And you're right, it was gun running operations. Chris Stevens was the agent for the gun runner, the Bill Clinton,
Mark Rich,
illegal gun trafficking company.
We have proof of the weapons that were run into Libya.
And in late March, this is a month, almost a month after the no-fly zone had been established, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, delivered 20,000 man-pad rockets into Libya. Those are shoulder-to-air rockets. They're the most sophisticated ones made. They cost $1,100,000. You can take a 12-year-old boy, and in a few hours, he could hit a plane at 5 miles off. 20,000 of them were delivered into Libya after the no-fly zone had been established, and then they disappeared. And we found out from the manufacturer that they actually delivered 50,000 of those rockets to the Secretary of State office in early 2010. So the plan to knock down planes all over the world was in the Secretary of State's office, Hillary Clinton, in early 2010.
What happened was the helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan using one of these rockets, and the rocket did not completely explode, and they got the number off of it, and that's how they tracked it back. And that's when Hillary Clinton set up her deal to get Chris Stevens killed, because Chris Stevens was the man who knew about the rockets, who could testify about the rockets.
And he tried to buy them back from Turkey. He had a dinner with the Turkish ambassador that night, and he was trying to buy back the rockets at whatever price. And it didn't happen. So they attacked that place. And you can go back to the archives and Joyce's show. We had the man that lived right across the street, son of one of the tribal leaders, lived in a mansion right across the street from that. We know the story backwards and forwards. It's in our DVD, and we would hope everybody would go to our website. That's LibyanWarTheTruth.com. Buy our DVD and support us, because that's the only way we live. We survive. We've been soft killed and blacklisted by this government because we solve war crimes and atrocities.
We also taped and interviewed. We have interviews and videos of war crimes.
And in late August, we were trapped in Tripoli, heading an NGO fact-finding commission. We were trapped in Tripoli, couldn't get out. We were there more than 100 days. And in the end of August 2011, after the new constitution for Libya had been produced by the tribes, Tripoli was over. And in trying to get out of Tripoli, the hotel we were staying at loaned us a truck and two drivers to take us to a rescue ship that the Russian ambassador actually got space for us on the rescue ship, because the U.S. wouldn't help us at all. And we didn't know at the time that the rescue ship had been fired on, and it was moored 3 miles out in the Mediterranean. And that ship was supplied by the Malta prime minister. And in trying to get to that ship, we were going back and forth along the coast of Libya from Tripoli east and back. Every 100 yards, Al-Qaeda had the roadblock, concrete barricade. And our driver, we were reporters and news people, and Al-Akbar let us go through. And the second time we went into the port, we were trapped there for over an hour, kept there an hour, and finally they invaded that port with, I don't know, 20 or 30 vehicles, all of full of these Al-Qaeda guys at 50 or 60 AK-47s in our face. And one told that your game is up, we know who you are, because they're torture center. We were there a long time, and in the end, an imam came in and said something here we didn't understand. But the first miracle, a guy from our hotel that actually was Al-Qaeda had come over to that hotel and said he didn't understand what the imam said. You're going to be killed and chopped up and burned. And he said, I'm going to try to get you back to the other hotel. And he told Joanne that first, and she had him talk about that, and that was the first miracle. He did get us back to the other hotel. Second miracle was the IOM ship that was taking work people out of Tripoli back to Benghazi, although they were Philippines and other places. And that man got us on that ship, and he said he was also an Al-Qaeda light, and he said, I'll get you back to Benghazi. Get you into a hotel there, because if you go to Egypt, they're looking for you. And that was 2 days on that, on the Mediterranean. That was the second miracle. And the third miracle was the number three guy in the Tony government in Libya was in Benghazi, hadn't heard that we were, had escaped the kill zone in Tripoli, and he helped us get on a plane that, that ended up in Tunisia. So three miracles got out of us out of Libya, and we were absolutely soft-killed blacklisted. And by our own government, we've had four intelligence agencies threaten to kill us. We didn't talk. We didn't stop talking about what we saw in Libya. And
Let me just say, because we're coming up to the end of the show here, you guys truly experienced a miracle there. And I just want to say, LibyanWarTheTruth.com. Please, folks, you've got to get this information. Go to this website. You can order the DVD. Very much worth it. And I want to thank you both so much for being on with me today. I hope we can have you back, and maybe we can do a full 2 hours either with myself or Daniel. God bless you, and thank you very much. Love you guys.
Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.